Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called Beautiful. It's from the studio recording called I Cry Holy. This particular song came to me way back on March 26th of the year 2000. The first words I wrote about the way this song was birthed are as follows. When feeling wounded, disappointed, and physically drained after surgery. I'll share a bit more about that surgery in a few moments, but need to share more of the background that led to this particular heart cry. This song came after an intense spiritual battle. What else is new in my life, right? Or your life, for that matter. Spiritual battles, when coupled with physical fatigue, can lead us to the point of despair rather quickly. The context of that battle for me came in the form of sharing my testimony in the state of Vermont immediately after the state House of Representatives had approved a same-sex union bill. I came away from that time in Vermont deeply affected at the intense loneliness and anxiety I felt when facing those who really mocked and belittled God's word. And it was a hard time, hard thing for me to go through. In the area of personal relationships, I was also facing conflict with some dear friends. A lot going on, right? Knowing there was a need for restored intimacy, but dreading the pain that process might require, that was where I was at. Then coming home from Vermont with that heaviness on my heart, then immediately the following morning heading into surgery to remove a tumor from my back. It was benign. I need to share that. It was no big deal. But I was overwhelmed with vain imaginations, as you might imagine. By the following Sunday, I had felt deep disappointment and went to church hoping for some relief. It didn't last long, though. This is kind of funny, but this is what happened. People, glad to see me, kept slapping me on the back. So I was an emotional and physical wreck simply from avoiding those boisterous greetings. It felt good to be wanted and loved, but it hurt. I went home alone and did the only thing I knew to do. I worshiped my God in spite of these circumstances. This song, Beautiful, is the result. And it's one of my favorite songs Father has ever given me, and I really mean that. I still sing it all the time. I'm also glad to say that my time in Vermont left me even more convinced that my life is worth sharing with others. My back quickly got back to normal, and my relationship turmoil was settled, and intimacy was restored with my friends. God's presence, God's love, God's grace are indeed beautiful. Psalm 27:4 says this, "One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple." I invite you right now to join me and one of my daughters who joined me in the recording of this song to see God for who he is. He truly is our all in all. His presence is truly beautiful.
Precious, bright, and morning star. I could never live without the wonders that you are. Lord, Redeemer, risen Savior, ever reigning King. Lord of all creation, you are beautiful to me. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
you are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are amazing. Thank you for your presence. I'll be honest with you, this song means even more to me now than the first day I wrote it over 21 years ago. Battling Parkinson's, I know I bring it up a lot, but it's a very real battle. I don't need your pity, I just need to say this. Not only do I have to struggle with the physical strain upon my body and my physical brain, but I have to struggle with the lies of the enemy in a whole new way, on a whole new level. Parkinson's wears on my thought life on the physical level, which only magnifies the grace required to battle the lies of the enemy, which are normal to every human being on a spiritual level. Some days I feel like I've been through literal war, both physically and mentally. That's how I feel. But during such moments, my identity becomes more difficult to hang on to. I'm just being honest. And here's the big temptation for me: to allow Parkinson's to define me as something less than a man, something less than a husband, something less than a conqueror, something less than a dad, something less than a granddad, something less than who my Heavenly Father says I am. So what do I do? This is what I know to do. I focus on something and someone other than myself, other than me. This life is not about me. It's about Jesus. And I tell you what, when I take my eyes off of me, the battle becomes the Lord's. And I let go and I find freedom and I find peace. And I find a calmness in my soul and in my thoughts. Worship, it just is my go-to response during such intense warfare. God's presence tends to be the shelter for my mind. The ugliness of a debilitating illness is replaced with the beauty of God's holy, perfect love for me. Worship reminds me like nothing else of who and of whose I am. And I'll close today's podcast with this particularly powerful weapon of my warfare from God's Word. It's Philippians 4:8. You all know it. But we need to be reminded of this truth. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Let's do that this week. Let's think about the things God thinks about. And He has good thoughts towards us. Let's hold on to those truths. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. I'm just proud of my wife, and I'm proud to talk about her. And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of our team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called us to. You can go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. And did you also know that you can join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship? It's true. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Go ahead and mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, like the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, like the brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers. I also have a series of children's books and several devotional books and even a short novel called The Short Life. Just check out my books at Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Beautiful, from the studio recording I Cry Holy, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or iTunes or some other streaming service. And if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, just get this. This is the best part of all. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.